Boomer Radio on Freedom 95 with your host, Julie Patterson.
Happy New Year! I forgot my noisemaker. Mary Pat, did you bring one? A little horn to blow something?
No, I don't need one. I have you.
Oh, that's an excellent point. Well, Happy New Year, everybody. We're glad to be back. We've been at this for two solid years now. I'm so excited. Happy anniversary, too, Mary
yes,
Pat.
Yes, ma'am.
And Jeremy, our wonderful, wonderful producer here at Freedom 95. It's been a fun ride, and we're going to keep it going. Our guest, our first guest on the show today is a legend. Love this lady. I met her years ago. I don't know if she remembers. Probably not. Her name is Barbara Wynn. And if you've ever played tennis in Indianapolis, you know who she is. Welcome to the show, Barbara.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be on.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I can't remember. I don't know when it was I met you. I don't know if it's because my children played tennis. That could have been it. Or because I used to do radio back in the day on another station. I don't remember. But I remember how significant it was to meet you. So let's tell everybody who hasn't heard of Barbara Wynn all about you. First of all, years ago, you co-founded and brought the National Junior Tennis League to our city, correct?
That's correct. But before that, I brought the Washington Township Schools tennis program to Indianapolis through the Jordan Y way back in 1964.
Oh, my goodness gracious. So they didn't have tennis at that time?
They had six pretty bad courts, and they had tennis for boys, men, boys only.
Shame on them.
Like the NCAA, everything was boys, men only.
Mm-hmm.
But we quickly added girls. Today, starting in about 1975, we had girls involved in all the sports where guys were.
That's was that great. Before Title IX?
Just before actually, it was, but Title IX finished
years.
It off.
Yeah, cool. Oh, my gosh. Well, you've done some great things for our city, and I know that you're continuing to do great things. So back then, you brought the tennis to Washington Township, and now you want to, I don't even know how to, it's going to be bigger and better at that facility. Can you talk about what you're working on right now? She's got a
Yes, pick. Well, in 2010, the wisdom of bringing the NCAA to Indianapolis for its national headquarters, that the land was allocated where the Indianapolis Tennis Center was. So we lost the downtown tennis courts and the indoor tennis courts there.
Mm-hmm.
And they were public. And I'm all about public tennis, and the NJTL and the program in North Central are just open to anybody. They're public tennis programs. And we know we need to make it a 12-month program, so our now the high performance, which has been designated by the USTA, the United States Tennis Association, as one of the four regional programs in the United States.
Wow.
And it's because, believe it or not, in Indianapolis, we're turning out champs.
Yes!
Unbelievable. Like, well, everybody knows about Rajiv Ram, because
mm-hmm.
he was a finalist in the Olympics, silver medalist. Two sports.
Yeah. Was he at Carmel High School or Ben Davis? I can't remember.
No, actually, he went to Carmel High School,
okay,
but he played all of his tennis at the Indianapolis Tennis Center with Smith Tennis.
Wow.
And when that was bulldozed, Smith Tennis had no place to go, and they are designated as the USTA's group that coaches high-performance kids in the whole Midwest region.
Got it.
So, boy, if you came out to watch what was going on in their courts, you wouldn't believe the
incredible.
The kids from Stanford right now, the kids who are out there training to go back to school because they grew up there, and they know when they come home they need to go through that routine again.
Right.
But I'm real proud to be part of it. And so we're trying to raise $4.3 million
to build a
dome for year-round public. Open to everybody, no membership. Tennis is going to have streaming, and I guess everybody that's listening to your program knows what streaming is.
Sure.
And it's going to have a smart court so that, just like you see on Tennis Channel, every once in a while you'll see something amazing, like how many backhand slices somebody had,
that's
or
so cool.
how many errors they made, because it's all tallied on what's called a smart court. And the smart court will be named after Stan Meles, who is a legend, a real legend in Indianapolis tennis, and was the head of the tournament downtown. And also, he was the only president we've had of the United States Tennis Association. So he's a really, really special person.
I didn't know
that. And that court one will be named after him.
Aww.
and it will have all that technology streaming so that if you had the number, you could watch the tennis match from California and any place you want to. So it's pretty exciting. We're hoping that all the colleges here, Butler and IUPUI, people have major tennis matches. We'll take advantage of the technology that we'll have there so that they can have some indoor competitions that parents and coaches from around the world can see, actually.
It's cool as can be. How many courts are going to be in this domed?
There'll be eight indoor courts, and they'll complement the 34 outdoor courts that already exist at North Central.
Wow.
North Central has been easy to work with as they're donating the land.
It's
awesome. Directly adjacent to where the tennis center is, so it'll all be one big complex. But instead of just working 2 or 3 months of the year full time, it'll work 12 months of the year full time and create lots and lots of players for all the wonderful clubs that are here in Indianapolis, because we plan to be basically for juniors. And, you know, juniors eventually become adults and play their tennis at lots of different tennis places. So we hope to be the biggest number one creator of new tennis players, and especially we're eager to serve the collegiate and the high school player and the IHSA, because all of them need this kind of technology to grow in quality and quantity.
Oh, that's the coolest
thing. So it's kind of exciting, and I'm so excited to get to tell you about it.
Now, when did you become passionate about teaching the younger crowd? Because you've, you know, it does so many things for them.
I played on our junior Wyman Cup team here in Indiana for a long time, way back in the 1940s, 50s. That's how old I am.
No way.
But then I tell you that I consider myself, always have considered myself, a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And a teacher likes to give away what they love to somebody else. And I basically, since I love tennis, it's been my joy, and I'm still doing it now. At 84 years old, I'm still teaching. And the kids are still learning, so I guess as long as I feel that I'm capable of giving the love I have for the game away, I'll keep at it.
I feel like
I have some really good little players out there right now, and I'm enjoying it. Once they start hitting 100 balls back and forth, I hand them off to someone that buddy in Smith Tennis, because I know that 100 balls are ready to go with somebody that's even better than I am, and there's a lot of those.
You're still playing, though, right? Are you still playing?
A little.
Hitting the ball a little bit?
I have to hit the ball to play with the kids. I just talked to a friend of mine in England this morning that we played together, and we're both saying, boy, are we good when the ball comes right to us. But our wheels have slowed down, and we were both laughing. They said, well, if we could just play in a game where everybody had to hit the ball right to us, we'd be wonderful.
For sure.
But anyway, we had a wonderful time, because I played in the Nationals with the same person. She played in doubles at Wimbledon. I never played Wimbledon.
That's incredible.
But anyway, so we've always had a good laugh that we shared a partner many, many years ago.
That's so cool. Do you ever do pickleball?
I have played pickleball, and I think it's fun, and it's definitely
it's different
for people my age. Kind of significant.
Yeah.
But I love tennis, and as long as I can hit a ball, and I do it for 4 hours on Sunday, so I guess I'm still up to it.
That's awesome. I love it. Well, you know, I know that tennis, besides good sportsmanship, being physically fit, that it teaches leadership and courage and goal setting, dignity, respect, hard work, those good things.
There's an admiral, a two-star about to get a third star, admiral in the Navy named Sean Buck, and he credits his leadership and the kind of willingness to work hard to get what he wanted to his junior tennis.
Wow.
And he wrote a letter, a wonderful letter, to share, really, about the fact that some of the qualities that you get to be good at being a leader, like being an admiral in the Navy, come from your experiences in sports. And, sports teaches you so many. My favorite pyramid is Johnny Wooden's pyramid of how leadership and sportsmanship and all those type of wonderful qualities that make you a good player and a good team member. I mean,
good
a lot
person.
Of everything, and I think all in life, like you two laughing on that, it's because you're networking and you work as a team.
Mm-hmm.
And teamwork in every business and everything in this world makes the world go round. So I think what you just said is exactly what we try to build in tennis.
What a smart, wonderful woman you are. Well, we only have a couple more minutes. I want to talk about the bronze sculpture that is also going to honor you over the Children's Museum of Indianapolis. They're immortalizing several local, I'm going to call you a local celebrity, but you've done so much for our community. Tell me about that process. Did somebody just call you up one day and say, hey, you know, we're thinking about doing this. Can we get your permission?
I was totally knocked off my feet. So the answer is that I tell you what, I am so looking forward to March 14th, 15th, whenever it is. And they dedicate the tennis courts, by the way, are finished. I've seen them.
Oh.
And they don't have nets up, but the surface is wonderful. The backboard's up. The lines are down. Fence looks great. And there will be a bronze statue of me.
That's awesome.
Near the courts. And I plan to come down to the Children's Museum at least twice a week and offer. I want to do the program that Arthur Ashe, who started National Junior Tennis Leagues, does, into the extent that I would like to teach instant competition, where you give a few ideas, and when a little tiny bit of frustration comes up, then they say, why isn't this working? Then immediately you show them how it works, and you get other kids in, like some of the high-performance kids we have, and they start playing with them, and they just start get the idea of playing by actually doing it, so that they don't have to rely on all the time on a pro or somebody to tell them how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We want to teach them to play instantly, so that when they have a chance to go up to Tarkington or any place where courts are available and open to the public, they can have a great workout by just having fun with a friend.
That's so cool. Can you speak for a moment about your close friend Arthur Ashe and your friend Billie Jean King?
Yeah, in fact, I'm just looking at a picture of Billie Jean. Arthur Ashe was a lifetime friend. Our birthdays were both July the 10th.
Mm.
We celebrated them at mutual birthday parties, I think at Riverside Park,
wow,
both times.
Wow.
When he was alive, and we just championed the same idea of wanting everybody to have an opportunity. I mean, they can make their own choices, but have the opportunity to learn to play. And so that's what the National Junior Tennis League of Indianapolis does. It meets in all the urban parks and all the schools around town. And my program, basically, that I've been in for 54 years is certainly open to everybody, but it's definitely out in Washington Township, North mm-hmm. Central, which is very much on the north side of Indianapolis.
Right.
But believe me, they have even after-school programs. One is just getting ready to start this January. For National Junior Tennis League, where they go and help kids learn to play right then and there at the school. They don't have to go to a court in the wintertime. They might just learn to play in a gym or a community room.
Sure, why
so
not?
It's pretty exciting.
That's so exciting. What wonderful things that we've learned today. And it's just so such a pleasure to talk to you and to hear that
you are
still out there for 4 hours every Sunday, plus hitting that ball around, playing tennis. Barbara Wynn, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. And anybody who wants to call me, my telephone number is 317-507-3630, because we'll be having sign up for classes in North Central on March the 5th, which is World Tennis Day.
Woohoo!
Right at the tennis house.
Hey, Barbara, what if somebody wants to make a donation? I know you're raising money for that domed public court.
Yes, absolutely.
What do they do?
They can make a check out to Indianapolis Junior Tennis Development Fund, which is a 501c3 tax deductible foundation. And they can mail it to Sally Luger. And Sally Luger's address is 8391 North Illinois Street, Indianapolis 46260. Or go online to our website. We have a website.
Oh, what's that?
www.tennisprogram.com. And right there on the headers is donate. And it also has a video of the tennis dome, and
cool.
You know, so the person can get an idea of why we're having it, and you know who it's going to serve, which is everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd love to have everybody donate, and it's kind of exciting. I'm very, very thrilled.
Very
that
exciting.
We're going to have another place in Indianapolis, because we lost the downtown indoor center,
right?
And we just lost Five Seasons, and we just leave another place where kids can go and play their hearts out to reach their personal best. And I want everybody that loves the sport of tennis to have the opportunity to reach their personal best. And that's what this is all about.
Amen. Well, thank you for helping make our community great. Barbara Wynn.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And I appreciate it. And very happy New Year to all your listeners. And may you have a lot of love by hitting a lot of tennis balls.
Amen.
And yes, we started as young as 4 years old. So love there it. You go.
And you're listening to Freedom 95. We'll be right back in a moment.
Boomer Radio with Julie Patterson continues right after the break. This is Boomer Radio on Freedom 95.
I love Tommy's voice. It makes me so happy to hear that. I mean, he's not with us anymore, but it was such a treat that he would do those little intros for us before his passing.
Well,
happy New Year to everybody.
He is still with us.
Well, absolutely about? Right. You're so right about that. Well,
yeah.
So we just got through the holidays. We survived, right?
Yep.
And it's January. We have a new magazine out. Let's first talk about the holidays. How was your Christmas? Are you a Christmas person?
Yeah. I mean, I enjoy the family and everybody getting together. And this was a great one.
Grandchildren? You've got?
I got five.
Three, five of them?
Yeah.
You are blessed, my dear.
Yeah.
I've got one perfect one. That's all I need.
Yeah. You know, I only had one for the longest time. And then all of a sudden, there
bam.
You go. Yeah, bam.
Anyway, we had a nice time, too. In fact, today I finally got around to taking the tree down, and Atlas is my grandson. He was over there and he was so sad. He was upset with us that we were taking it, taking the tree apart and stuff. And he gave me this real sad face and he walked out of the room and walked upstairs and went and laid on the bed. He was really not happy.
That's
I tried
bad.
To, well, at three, it, you know, you just don't understand. I said, well, you know, we can maybe leave a couple of things out, but you know, we already had Christmas and it's time to kind of, you know, we can hang other decorations for other things.
Right.
So he didn't quite get that, but anyway.
Well, I had mine down the day after Christmas.
You did?
Yeah. But
you
I put mine up the day after Thanksgiving.
Okay. A lot of people
so
do
it
that.
So it was up for a month, and that was long enough.
We're both artificial tree people, sounds like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Make it easy on ourselves.
I still want that fancy one remote that you just push the button. And
what? I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, Menards.
And what happens?
Well, you push a button, and it folds out and it's becomes a tree with lights on it.
Really? And then you just store it, like you push a button?
No, then you push
it. Stores itself.
Wow. Exactly. You push a button and it goes back down together, and it's like, oh my goodness.
Start saving your pennies.
Yeah.
For next year.
It's only $600.
Wow. Yeah. That's craziness.
Yes, it is.
What about New Year's? Did you have a good New Year's?
You know,
not your favorite holiday,
care. Well, I mean, don't care. Yeah. I mean,
do you ever make resolutions? I remember talking about this last year. You don't.
You know, I do goals, though.
Goals?
I write down, but they're usually you know, work-related goals, a few personal goals, like, you know, I'd like to.
Like what?
I'd like to get to Portugal this year.
Ooh.
You know,
you exotic adventurer.
We got to do something. Portugal's not that exotic, but it's,
yeah, it is.
Fun.
I think it is. That'd be cool.
So, I write those things down.
Travel adventures. I like that.
What are yours?
You know what? Mine are stupid. Like, I'm going to try to drink green tea every day.
That's a good
dumb.
One, though.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I don't usually really do them, and I'm not very good about keeping them, and that's probably why.
Well, I can write them down and make you accountable. That would help.
Okay. I haven't had it yet. I'm going to have to go get me some tea, some green tea. Got some
the
iced
second
tea.
Day and you still haven't drank some.
No, I did.
This is the fifth day.
Yes. But who's counting?
I am so mixed up by the days of the week. Are you?
Often. And I think that's part of
I think it's because Christmas and New Year's was on a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And so you
weird.
Think it's a Sunday, or I did. Mm-hmm. I was thinking it was a Sunday. Mm-hmm. So.
And it messes with trash day and all the good stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
So we have a new magazine out.
Yes, we do.
You can pick them up at Kroger. They're absolutely free. Look at this handsome cover boy. Chris writes on the cover of Boomer Magazine.
What a good man.
He is a good man.
Yep. Very, very nice. Do you know he's from Memphis?
Tennessee.
Yes.
I knew that back in the day.
Did you?
I
didn't realize that.
Had the pleasure. Yeah, because he doesn't. Well, I'm from Tennessee as well, from Nashville. That's probably why I knew.
I didn't know that either.
Well, because we didn't continue to with our twang. And I'm sure he can pull it out just like I can pull out if I need to. You start talking to friends from there and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Nair and a nair.
It gets you right back
into it. Oh, yeah, yeah. Right fixing to do this it. And fixing to do that, all the good stuff. But, yeah, he's from Memphis, Tennessee. But because he's in broadcasting, you know, I think that kind of works the twang out of a person.
But he's been here like you forever. I mean,
for a long time.
Yeah,
he went. I want to say he went to California
yes.
for a few years.
Yes.
And I remember when he came back because he was like, how boring is it every day to be sunny in Haiti? The weather is boring in California. If you think about it, it truly is.
Oh, yeah.
Does he address that in the article? I haven't read it yet.
No, he didn't. He didn't say anything about that. I mean, he said that he had been in California, but he didn't go into that kind of detail about the weather.
He's a great guy. Look at his beautiful family right in the middle on page 2021.
Yeah, in the cover, right in the middle. And, you know, he enjoys working with Debbie and, you know, Bob Donaldson.
And they've worked together before. Yeah, right. It's such a great group. That's the news that I watch. I love watching Channel 4 because I love Chris Wright, I love Debbie Knox, and I love
Bob Donaldson. Yeah.
It's like the trifecta.
It is the trifecta.
Yeah. So I'm curious to read the article in there.
Well, we got a couple other good ones in here, too.
Yeah?
One of our freelance writers went up to Monon, Indiana. Ever heard, been up to Monon, Indiana?
I have. It was visiting. It's way up. I want to say
up
it's,
65.
Yes.
But then out in the boonies.
Yes, because when I went by, I didn't realize there was a Monon, Indiana, and they have like a big Monon Railroad.
Well, they got a museum. It's the largest railroad museum, I think.
I didn't know what it was, but I thought, I wonder if that's what the Monon Trail's named after. Must be.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, for sure. But anyway, the article's in here, but there's also a restaurant there. I mean, there's quite a bit in Monon, and you wouldn't think
to
go there.
No, you would not.
But it's pretty cool. I mean, Todd wrote a nice little story about that, walking the Monon. But yeah, I believe that's mm-hmm. where the name of the trail
is. It has to be. It just absolutely has to be. And also, we got a couple of Monon coffee shops, too, but I think that's completely different for sure.
So, a good destination. If you're looking for something to do.
And it's a great idea.
The other thing is, mm-hmm. which I know a lot of people are into, and that is genealogy.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. My friend Marjorie, if she's listening, mm-hmm. so into that. Yes.
Yeah.
So do tell.
Well, no, we have an article in here about genealogy. Christy wrote it for us. She writes for us on a regular basis, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's something to read. If you're into genealogy and you want to
Well, give me a little hint. What about just helps you trace your roots?
You,
or
you know,
got
her
it.
Source is the Indiana Historical Society.
Oh yeah,
which you can't get any better than that.
No.
And she's got some different things, events, activities that are going on there, and it's a good read.
Okay,
it's a good, nice, short little read there.
So, page 16, giving martial arts a try as a boomer. Went and did
you're
that.
You're always so drawn. To the fitness page for some reason.
That's because I wrote it.
I know.
It's interesting because you don't think when you're over 50 about going out there and getting nunchucks or bat, you know, doing the little, I don't even know what they're called, the little tiny boxing things. Do they have a name? I'm looking at Jeremy.
The tiny boxing. Well,
they're hanging on a wall and, you know, Rocky does it in the movie. Bags. You would think I would come up with the word bags, the old bags, on the wall and in the studio.
Well,
anyway.
The point is getting out and doing something.
Right.
Whether it's bags or nunchucks, at least you're out there moving.
They do something called, we called it open hand, mm-hmm. which is where, you know, as I don't want anybody kicking me or doing any, you know, a lot of the martial arts is contact.
Yes.
So they have a martial arts that you can do that's no contact.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's important for boomers
to know. I
think
I would like the contact.
Well.
Just for fun.
Yeah, yeah. So the gentleman, you know, with Shelley Fitness, his name's Kevin Shelley, mm-hmm. with Shelley Fitness kind of walked me through it. And he'd be happy to do the same for you or anybody that's listening. So the information is right there in the January issue of the magazine. So good stuff.
There you go.
So coming up on next week's show. Just so you know, I'm excited. We've got a local author who's written several books, but they're short stories in her books. And she's going to talk to us about just reading something every day. Mm-hmm. That's kind of her mantra for the new year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a good one. Reading is so good for so many reasons. And we're also going to...
You could get your green tea and read.
I could get my green tea and read.
There you go.
Be probably the perfect amount of time to... drink a tea and read a story.
That's
one of her short stories.
That's true.
Also, we're going to, for the first time, have a gentleman on to talk about some of the DVDs that are coming out or the fun movies to go to for the first quarter of the year. His name is Andy Ray. So be sure you tune in to Boomer Radio on Freedom 95 next Saturday. We're here each and every Saturday at 4:30 p.m. and we thank you so much for tuning in either live or going to our website and listening to the little podcast.
Check us out on Facebook. Indie Boomer TV Radio Magazine.
Yep, and the website is indieboomer.com. So Thanks again, and we'll be back next week. Have a wonderful rest of your Saturday evening. Bye-bye now.
This has been Boomer Radio on Freedom 95 with your host, Julie Patterson. Join us again next Saturday at 4:30.